The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Well, this is going to be fun. We got about a half an hour with John U. Bacon and the Sklar Brothers. So we're going to jump right in with the fellas here. But first of all, welcome, guys. Welcome
Thank
back to
you.
Ann Arbor. How are you?
It's so good to be
so
here.
So good to be here on a Northwestern double week, which feels great. We need a lot of time because you need 1 week to figure out the Northwestern at the beginning of the season, which was a train wreck. And you need the second week to figure out when they find a quarterback.
And they're getting better.
So rank the priorities of the weekend. You have shows at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
Can't
You're here
for
a football game.
Yeah.
You get to see John U. Bacon.
That's huge.
And we got a college visit.
So my daughter, who's 16, is here and looking at the school.
So rank the importance.
We're teaching a sketch comedy class thanks to
John
U. Bacon.
Five things on the list.
Keep adding the list. Number one is seeing John U. Bacon. Number two.
Always number one.
Number two
we have field passes to see John U. Bacon.
Yeah, so
that took a lot
great.
Of doing.
And then, seeing the game, of course, is just, it's so much fun. We were trying to explain it to my daughter, who's been to games before, just the excitement we have right now about going to the game tomorrow and just being there in the big house, which
it's large. It's large. I've heard.
No, fans back.
It's not large, it's big. It's big.
Thank you.
But you know what's cool about it is that you for us, you know, since we haven't been going every week, this is our first time back in the big house with other fans.
In two years.
And there's something about that feels special still. Even, you know, and yes.
I mean, we came in last night, we landed at like 8:17. We landed at like 7:20 and we're coming in from the airport. It's like 8:17. We texted you, Ira, and we're like, when's the basketball thing? Because I thought it was going to be like midnight madness. It's going to start at midnight and this is what it is. You're like, it's going on right now. And we literally for a second thought, can we get over there? Can we literally
just to get with our, end, just to check our it out.
That's how big, over? That's how big Michigan fans are. We listen to you guys every day. We listen to the radio
we'll
show
even listen
Chopped
to Bacon
up.
For Christ's sake.
They speed it up somehow, but
listen to Bacon laughing at his own jokes.
Why two times?
No one laughs at his own jokes more than John
Bacon. Laughs at his own jokes.
I will say this: since that roast,
you've gotten
last
better.
Year, I've gotten a lot better at laughing at my own jokes.
I'm like, Bacon, how's your material? He's like, shockingly good, gentlemen. Shockingly good.
But the thing is, John U. Bacon and Ira and Sam, not to get back to our shows this weekend, you guys really did play a major role in helping save an Ann Arbor institution, the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. They bring in national touring headliner comedians to your town. They do a tremendous service to this town. You guys helped it get through a really hard time with COVID, and it's still alive and thriving.
And it's like we said when we were doing the whole, you know, doing the fundraiser and whatnot for it, that like, okay, so all these people are coming in to see our shows. Maybe we'll get, you know, in three shows, if we're lucky enough to get 750 people through the doors, all those people have to come down and eat dinner. They're all going to be down in Ann Arbor. They're all going to go out to the bars afterwards.
So they can all join me at Jim Brady's, by the way.
Okay, go. So it brings like a certain economy down
Absolutely,
to the downtown area. So
if you want to see Ira, if you just are like, what does this good-looking man look like? And you haven't looked online and you haven't checked out, he's going to be at the show.
That's right.
I will be at the late-night show on Saturday.
There's Can't wait.
14 or 15. There's more. I have more names that I can tell you guys that we keep adding people to our group.
I love it.
Adam,
it's going to be a blast. Zach Martina, who did the roast,
he's
is
great.
Fantastic. So
I want to say John and Sam had a much bigger role apparently in the roast than I did, because I don't think anybody heard me.
Yes,
to
yours was very quiet.
I love that the two radio guys were the only ones who couldn't figure out their audio for the roast.
We were told we were fine at the check-in and sound check.
That's all right. It's
and then
okay.
They said, we can't hear you. I'm like, okay, fine.
You did a really nice thing. And so, you know.
It was a lot of fun. And if people haven't been to the showcase, like, I'm stunned at this point. We talk a lot about it here on the show. It's
awesome.
An awesome place to go.
Great
like
place.
We've seen you guys there more than anybody else, but we went down. Alan True was doing a gig with some other
That's
people.
Great.
We went down to see Alan. We've been there a few other times, and it's just, I mean, you're going to laugh.
Alan True is a 3-star comedian, but I was just told that his ranking should get a bump. Someone saw what his recent show.
Well,
he
hasn't been going to a lot of comedy
camps.
He hasn't been camping.
You know,
a lot.
You don't camp out there, and then that happens, and so you
and
you
I and I sat down with Alan's mom and dad, because you got to go through the mom when it comes to comedians. You got to sit down and understand where's the mom's heart, and his mom's heart is in recruiting. Yeah,
that's
so he's
fascinating,
gonna keep
by
doing
the way. And I like that. A solid 3 stars.
Solid 3 stars. He's like an 86.
But it is a good transition because, you know, we just got a really big basketball recruit recently.
Yes.
And the mom, even on Twitter, admitted she got the bag. Think about the relationship, the nurturing of a relationship that Juwan has done to bring in a kid who he's basically been giving him extra benefits for his whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we
understand. The bag and the cars and everything else.
All of it.
I mean, look, that's what you get.
You have to.
Yeah, she had a special relationship with Jed Howard's mom, and that happened.
I mean, I'm so excited for that class. Like, you, basketball is in great. I heard last night's event was awesome. It looked great.
Can Caleb Houston be like in an NIL with the restaurant Houston's, and you get three apps every time you order anything?
Does Houston's still, the ones in Maryland closed? Do you guys still have Houston's?
They have them out in LA, I think.
Yeah,
I
always love going there, but they closed.
Great restaurant.
Get on it. Somebody get on it.
We'll figure out NIL deals
for each of these kids.
Do we need to? Do Randy and I need to sit down and make sure they're not one and dones? And just although you got a line of great recruits coming in after the line of great recruits coming in.
And so, look, if some people have to go, that's kind of why I think Juwan is building a great program, because you got guys who are going to be around. Terrence Williams, like guys who are like hanging around, waiting their turn, getting
program
better,
guys,
growing into their bodies, dropping 20 pounds, getting into Camp Sanderson, all that stuff. They come through the system and they're ready. And all of a sudden you have senior leadership for these guys who hang around through the one and dones. And that's how you build a great team. Obviously.
Kind of wish you guys were here last week, because if you were here last Friday, you could have come with us to Michigan Men's Basketball Media Day.
Oh, my God.
That would have been so cool.
We watched all the coverage of it.
I don't know if you've seen it, but you could have.
Devontae Jones, funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Solid two-star.
Not laughing.
No,
he was great.
Look at Bacon not laughing at his own jokes. He's fighting it so hard.
It's a lot of work.
He's turning from super white to super red.
The conversation, so you guys watch the conversation that he had when he talked about going to the Washington game with Hunter.
Yeah.
And going, it's like being with LeBron.
Yeah.
And then did you see Hunter's response?
Which was?
When he goes, I mean, when you're a 7'2 white guy, you can't really hide.
That's right.
So true.
It's like being with.
We wouldn't know that, but yeah.
But Hunter just like keeping the beef going with Illinois. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it. Just not afraid. I mean, that's what you do. You talk smack when you know you can back it up. And so that is fun to see that, because, yeah, like, you want beefs in the Big Ten. Beefs in the Big Ten make it's what makes that conference great. To me, I thought the Big Ten last year, and maybe it continues this year, maybe it doesn't have so much of the top level. There aren't like seven teams.
It feels like
a
deeper league, but not as top heavy.
Right? So, but it reminds me of the Big East teams that we grew up with watching, like the Georgetowns and the Marylands of like
St.
the
John's.
In the mid-80s.
Well, see, you guys, my wheel. I grew up in D.C. area the mid-80s. So it was all Maryland and ACC, Georgetown and Big East. And we watched all the Georgetown opponents. I was a Maryland guy, so I rooted against Georgetown. But I wanted to see Syracuse and St. John's.
Georgetown, St. John's, Villanova.
That was great.
So those teams, I mean, again, St. Louis kids, and we grew up with like Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, the Big Eight, when it was the Big Eight.
When the Big Eight was unbelievable. Danny Manning, you know, the Kansas.
Danny Manning, by the way, is now an assistant coach at Maryland.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. He could be the next head coach when they realize that Mark Turgeon is Mark Turgeon.
No, they probably won't, because they're both Kansas guys. But
I'm
trying to figure out when the administration at Maryland will figure out what I have figured out for years and you guys just said. I just wait for that.
So here's the question, and I really do. We talked about this with the MGo blog guys. So when do you want, and Bacon, you can answer this too, do you want the administration to realize that a coach is not great? Or, so like, do you want Scott Frost to get fired? Or do you want Nebraska to forever be
I'm a Maryland alum, right? So at Maryland, Nebraska, I want them to hold on to Scott Frost forever.
Forever. Do you want him to hold on him forever, Bakes?
Absolutely.
Right, so you keep him around.
But also, I think, I want him to be competitive, though.
Right.
I want him to be a solid, we're going back to three-star here. You know, 7-5, 8-4, somewhere in there. The occasional 9 to keep him happy.
Yeah,
how about this?
Also because he's so quotable.
Yes.
And somebody said also a very highly punchable face. Although I would say Mark Emmert.
I don't know if you want to go with the highly punchable face. I mean, look at the face.
That is
guys.
A good face.
He does look a little like Bacon.
That's what I'm saying.
He does. He
looks may not want to use highly punchable face.
John Bacon. He looks like turkey bacon.
The thing about, you know, blonde, pasty guy, you got to punch a guy like that. Am I wrong?
No. But so remember the fact that Nebraska fired Bo Pelini for going 9-3 every year.
And that's a dilemma that Maryland has in basketball, where Turgeon's just good enough. He backed into the Big Ten title a couple years ago, but they're good enough to kind of get in the tournament, but they don't get past the first weekend usually. They should expect more, and Turgeon's he's a poor man John Calipari.
He is a poor well he matches
John Calipari without the suits.
So he cheats. right. at a high level.
Okay.
Well, you heard of the Silva story, and they had the Under Armour school that right. had, they had to pay the money back. I wonder who that was.
He's throwing up air quotes. All right, well, I want to get basketball's on the horizon.
Radio air quotes. That's good radio.
That's good visual jokes on the radio. But obviously basketball's on the horizon. But I want to ask, now that we're in this room with you guys, because we listen to you, but we have a chance to actually communicate with you now. How many snaps in your eyes do you see J.J. McCarthy getting tomorrow in this game? Now, you see
10.
You see, Bacon says 10 snaps.
That's all the fingers I've got.
Does he get a half? Does he get a quarter?
And see, that's the thing. It might be a two-part question where if they take care of business in the first half, J.J. may play the whole third quarter, and then you get all the backup quarterbacks in the fourth.
But why do you need to get the backup quarterbacks at the end of the fourth quarter? Don't you want to have...
Not this game. I would say this game, and it's great to see...
In this game, you may...
From Texas Tech, for crying out loud.
Oh, Alan Bowman.
Yeah, thank you, Bowman.
And so maybe in this game, you don't... So do you get the whole second half with him? It's possible. If you get a big enough lead early, you might... I think you're going to see him early. I do think you see him early. I don't know if it's for, three snaps or six snaps or, I don't know if there's a number, but you'll see him early. I think it...
Maybe he does a whole drive? Like a whole drive?
I mean, he started the second half of a game, right? So we've seen him come out and take the first snap of the second half. So, any option is possible. And I think that as...
You'll see the package expand, as Sam talks about.
I was watching...
You'll see the package expand.
Yes. Folks, stop.
That is a
sports package that nobody ordered. These are wild, weird
I was watching
giants.
A Coastal Carolina game, the Coastal Carolina App State game. And, of course, App State beats Coastal Carolina. And the first thing they say is, this is the biggest upset since 2007. I'm like,
Stop it.
But the
it could be worse. They could have said, this one's bigger.
Yeah.
That is a sports package that has expanded.
All right. So I saw the Coastal Carolina quarterback, who is fantastic, by the way. I saw him run a play that I thought to myself, Michigan should be running this play with JJ all the time. So fake the option. He basically read it, rolled out to his left, faked like he was going to pitch it, kept it. The linebackers converged on him, and then before they converged on him, he just dunked it right over the middle to the tight end, who ran all the way for a touchdown. And it was like that was the variation on whatever was going to be the run. That I think you could do all of that stuff with JJ. Like suddenly the playbook opens up in such a huge way that I don't think it's a problem to play them both. I actually like both quarterbacks a lot, but I think I think I'd love to see him in meaningful snaps early in the game tomorrow.
I agree. And I think to beat Michigan State, and especially beat Ohio State, you're going to have that.
Yeah, I don't know why you're asking us questions. You're giving us the great analysis here.
No.
But I do agree. I agree.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this early this morning with Joe, and it's the phrase that Sam's been using, then Jim started saying the meat on the bones thing, and you see the plays.
Right.
And there are certain elements of the offense that do work better with JJ in there, because what you're talking about is the true version of the RPO, the ultimate version of the RPO, which is... The first look is, does the quarterback read to keep it as a run?
See who's crashing down.
Is the running back going to get the ball or not, right?
Right.
So that's the first part of it. The second part is, there's another read. It's not. That's the first read is the run for the quarterback or the running back. And if he gives it up, obviously it's done. But the second part is the quarterback then looks again if he keeps it.
Right.
And then it's, depending upon the route, it's usually a slant, a bubble. Sometimes the tight end's doing a skinny
down
post kind
middle,
of a thing.
Right.
It's got to be quick because you have to keep your lineman within 3 yards of the line
of
scrimmage.
Right.
But that's the ultimate version of the play. And that is the play that I've loved this play in football for a few, because
it's so hard to defend.
Right.
So hard to defend.
There's a coach. What was the guy's name? There's a coach who came up with this thing. What was it?
And he had a quarterback that did it without the handoff part. It's the opening play against Illinois is what it is. The opening play of the dart, but instead of the fake, Dernard bobbed his head like he was going to run.
Yeah. Right.
And so that's the run fake.
Yeah.
And then he can still run if he wants, or he throws the pass, and it was Roy wide open because they all bit on the fake.
I don't think anyone is saying that Rich Rod wasn't an offensive, not genius, but he was literally
genius.
I'd say he's one of the best.
He changed the game.
He changed the game in a lot of ways, or at least he brought whatever was going on in college football to the forefront. He brought that offense, that spread offense, out there in RPOs.
Don't get Bacon's book, Three and Out, buddy.
Three and Out.
Bacon wrote a book about this.
Yes.
Not laughing.
Don't laugh. It's
serious stuff.
He just didn't love afterwards, and he had other issues. But his offensive...
The issue is very simple. Called defense. That was the problem. So,
And so when they were chanting, here we go.
So to get to the JJ thing, I think that we will, to your point, to beat Michigan, unless Cade comes out and shows you a few more things in the game tomorrow that we haven't seen yet, and we just don't expect to see that, then you're going to expand. It's why I asked Sam and Steve Clark on the pregame show a month and a half ago, true or false, J.J. McCarthy is going to be the starting quarterback by Northwestern. I didn't actually think it would be the case, But with the bye week before it, and it kind of sets up that if you don't see enough out of quarterback, it's the timing to do it. They've seen enough from Cade to not make that change, but they've also seen enough from JJ to give us more JJ.
You recall Sam a month ago, maybe more, and you guys, they listen, of course, to the podcast. They're not getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning out in
no,
LA.
We get the little bite-sized chunks.
There you go.
Well, it's our live to start is 3:10 in the morning for them.
Right. Not the wheelhouse. But anyway, Sam was trying to persuade me 4 or 5 weeks ago that, you know, sprinkle it in, mesh it, basically. Have, you know, Cade McNamara take most of it, but not just a chunk, like a quarter, but mix it all in and make them adapt to you play by play. If you can do it seamlessly and watch the egos and the confidence and all that.
You said
and
no.
I said no. Yes. I said no. You said adamantly. No. And then 2 weeks later, yes.
That's what I love about Bacon, is not afraid to sort of assess what he has said before. It doesn't dig his heels in when he doesn't have to, and is willing to kind of, this is, he's an evolved thinker.
Nicest way to say when he's wrong, he eats crow.
That's
which
right.
Is very nice.
As opposed to Devin Gardner.
As opposed.
Who will never admit that. No, I love Devin Gardner. I love that man. Randy, did we do his podcast?
Did his podcast. I loved it so much. But I do think J.J. McCarthy himself, if we were to take a step back, the use of J.J. McCarthy is like a metaphorical RPO, meaning if you have him in the, so we've got him, so you force the other team to have to prep for him and have to prep for what the package that he get, and then you decide whether or not you bring him in. So now Michigan State is wasting a ton of time, you know, trying to focus on what is the J.J. package. Same with Penn State. Same
with
Ohio
State. Film every game, the metaphorical RPO.
The metaphorical. The metaphorical today.
And this is now, we did not call it the metaphorical RPO, but this is what Joe Simon and I were talking about this morning, because he always talks about, you know, putting more on film so teams have to practice more on film.
Get more to think about.
Right. And it's true, because the question becomes, how much are they putting out there on film, say, against Northwestern tomorrow, and then they make Michigan State spend an hour next week practice against it, but Michigan's already thrown it into the Penn State playbook or the Ohio State playbook, and then they won't even look at it for Michigan State. They just want Michigan State spending an hour practicing against it.
But here's my question about the putting stuff on film thing. If a majority of your plays, or if a high percentage of your plays are in fact reads, then it doesn't matter what you put on film, because
the play is spontaneous.
You're reading.
Well, they don't know, because they don't know the next parts of it, or they don't know how you're reading it.
I got something to say about film.
Real quick, because, and then you can talk about film all you want. I think a lot of it is, you run the play, they'll look at it and see how the defense did something right. So then how did you respond to what the defense did? Because they don't want you, we don't want them to go that way, so we need to respond differently. So it's the chesting, right? So
it's a chesting.
It's not that you know where they're going to go as much as, well, if this is what they're shown, then they're likely to do this.
Right?
So we want to show this, because then they're likely to do that, and then we want to force them into that. But of course, we all know, that could all get blown up the first time you do it, because maybe Michigan has strategized to do that look a totally different way this week, because they showed you they want to do it.
What they put on
film. It's a chess match. It's the game within the game.
There you go. I love the phrase, 3D chess. Isn't that
what chess is?
Chess is 3D. I've never played chess in 2D before.
It's very hard.
On the computer, on the phone.
No,
but so I remember we, on our show Cheap Seats many years ago, did, which by the way, we have a Patreon now where we're doing cheaper seats.
New episodes of Cheap Seats.
Oh, fun.
It's Patreon, Sklar Brothers. But we did a sketch that we thought was really funny called Chennis, where people played tennis and then chess at the same time as a joke. And then chess boxing came out.
Is a thing.
Is a real thing.
Play chess.
Choxing.
Choxing.
Yeah.
Breasts. So
yeah, it's a different show altogether. Yeah.
Different show.
But tune in.
But I mean, again, I do think the improvisational nature of what you're allowing a quarterback, whatever it is, we're 6-0 right now going into this Northwestern game.
I don't think anyone thought that.
Hopefully,
before the
you
season.
Take care of business and you.
I
go
did not take that bet. I was saying this team could win 5 games or 10.
Right
now 10 seems like the floor.
10 seems like the floor, but you hope. You just never know. Look. Let's go in and take care of business tomorrow.
I like
tomorrow.
That deep breath, by the way. I'm not taking any I'm not talking about floors until after the Michigan
State. Well, these guys are clearly very knowledgeable Michigan fans. They're also very passionate. My phone loves me some Sklar, bro.
Yeah, but this year, Dev, have we gone crazy off the
You've
cliff?
You've been shockingly calm, and I can't quite figure it out. Is it medication? What are we
Yeah,
here,
no, so? I think...
Not making fun of that.
No, I think they, I think they have played, you know, they haven't played mistake free, and there have been issues with the way the team has played this year, and they've certainly made us sweat it out. But I actually think that's good to be learning while you're winning is just a luxury of,
and you play Ohio State. People say, can they beat Ohio State? And I say, we don't know yet. The game is 5 weeks out. 5 weeks from now, you have a much better sense of where they stand. You don't play them this week. So, but back to film. Back to film.
So again, how
oops,
did...
Oops, damn it.
But how did we go from 2-4 to 6-0 right now? 2-4 last year is 6-0.
I'll tell you what, it was the big bet. 6 out of 10 coaches, Jim replaced, Harbaugh replaced. That is a big boy bet right there.
That's a huge part of it. I think the first part is I don't think we should minimize that Michigan didn't have Ambry Thomas and Nico Collins and Jalen Mayfield and Aiden Hutchinson once he got hurt.
And they bet on the wrong quarterback. They took a big swing. Tennessee made the same mistake this year.
He's got all the wrong
stuff. He's an off-the-bus guy.
And what happens when you miss a quarterback? Every school could tell you about when you miss a quarterback, right? So you miss a quarterback. You have a bunch of guys where there's injury or opting out. So all those things are a part of it. Some teams handled COVID and the practicing and this better than others. There were some and things that we just don't know because it's behind the scenes. And I take that stuff and that's why I took 2020. I'm like, it existed. It happened. It matters. There are certain things to take from it. But I'm like, that's why I didn't look at 2-4 and say, well, it's 2-4 out. So they'll be 6-6 this year. I'm like, I'm not looking at that because I just think there were too many variables that were changing.
And Don Brown, everyone had the cheat code on Don Brown. Yeah,
and then what he just talked about, the energy that the new coaches bring in, obviously Mike McDonald's, what he's bringing in defensively, and so the schematically what they're doing.
So that to me is the thing that is the most interesting, and that to me is the thing that gives you probably your best chance against Ohio State, is that Ohio State can't tell you what the defense is going to be. Now, whether or not we've got the players that can pull that off against the talent of a Chris Olave and whatnot. I mean, by the way, my daughter's been on TikTok the entire time. She does not care.
She does not care, but Daisy's right here. Look, we only have like 5 minutes left. Okay. I'm doing the damn thing. Daisy, what the heck is it like having a crazy father and a crazier, potentially, uncle? I'm curious. Daisy. This is Daisy Sklar,
stepping to the mic.
I mean, it makes life hilarious. I'm laughing every single day.
Thank you.
They're really funny. I can't lie. They're really funny.
All right, I'm going to pay for your education.
There, look at that.
Great, thanks.
There you go. You did it.
I will, but it's a great day, pay for your education.
It's not a guaranteed answer, right? There are a lot of kids that are embarrassed by their parents, and they don't, not to say that it's their profession, I joke all the time that, and I'm hoping that my kid is much more on this line, but at some point, I'm going to lose my kid. She's 8 now, so I don't know what the age is, but it's coming. I'm going to lose her.
Probably at the mall
next
year.
And then at some point, she's going to come back to me. Hopefully not at 40.
Right. Listen, this kid is an amazing kid, and I actually love traveling with her. I'm so happy to be.
Solid 4-star.
She's a four-star traveler. Major upside. A lot of people recruiting her, but she is literally
There's two parents, and there's a dad in Alabama who's recruiting her. That's a different situation. Yeah,
exactly. A whole different thing, and nowhere near, it seems like, the transfer portal. She's not asking.
She's not asking for a different family, which I really appreciate.
She's not asking for that.
She is going to test the pro waters, but, you know.
So we'll ask. It's actually a fun question. Why? I mean, we know the indoctrination from these guys, but why Michigan? When people say, "Oh, you're in California," there's other warmer places, maybe other options. Why Michigan so much?
I mean, it started out like they just raised me. Gotta go blue forever. Mm-hmm. But then I just started like actually looking into the school, and I love the place, and I love the environment, and I love the community, and I love. There's something special about like walking around somewhere and you just see someone with Michigan gear on and like you say go blue or they say go blue. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's the biggest sense of community. And it's like the greatest to feel.
Perfect answer.
And
she'll be working in the admissions department when she's here.
But let's break that down for a second. Let's analyze this little thing. Get at this schematics. She said, my dad, my uncle, of course, beating in my head, go blue, go blue. And then I looked into school and it didn't suck. And that surprised me.
Right.
Because both my dad and my uncle went there. It doesn't suck.
Right.
And then you go there and it sucks even less.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a really incredible thing. My dad was not wrong.
It changed her overall thought about us, which is like maybe I do need to start listening to them.
Sometimes.
Right. There you go.
She might redshirt her first year.
She might redshirt her first theater year, but okay. She might be a 5-year.
So the question is, can we get her into the student section for a game over before? Well, you're a junior?
junior in high school.
Yeah, so maybe next year come back for her senior year visit, see if we can get her in the student section.
That would
for
be
a
great.
Game.
One time I took the first time I took my wife to a Michigan game, we were kind of in the student section, and she saw one student next to another. One student ate a dollar bill, and she was like, "Wait a minute, are these people okay?" I was like, "Yeah, this is Michigan."
Yeah,
I became Brady Hoke. I'm like, "That's Michigan.
That's Michigan. That's Michigan."
Brady Hoke, top 20.
Top 20.
I'm going to say top 25.
I wish I could converse with him and tell him through his headset that I'm proud of him. But he doesn't wear a headset.
I think he might wear one now.
Really?
I think he might wear one
now.
Are
you serious?
It's crazy.
Does he? I think he does.
Probably because of you, Ira.
No, not because of me.
Hey, I'm happy for Brady.
I never had those conversations.
Brady was
with him.
A great guy. It still is a great guy. I'm happy for him. I'm sad it didn't work out at Michigan,
but I'm psyched for him. You can tell he's still a good coach because of you
it's
know,
a great fit. And I'm San Diego State's a great fit for
so
him.
So for all the people who doubted Harbaugh, and there were tons of people throughout the thing, like this year is a huge year for him, and huge. This is a huge moment for him to turn around and say to people, I'm not done yet.
I'm not done yet.
Before you pull the plug on this cat, I'm not done yet. Watch me. Watch me now.
Let's take care of business tomorrow. We'll see everyone out at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. Come on out. Shows are going to be incredible.
How do I get tickets?
One tonight. I think it's aacomedy.com.
Get your tickets. There's one price for all the tickets. And by the way, this is less than other comedy clubs around the country. It's very affordable. $20.
$20 a ticket.
Go see a movie or whatever for $20. And it is... You are supporting a local institution. I want to see it filled with you guys.
So I think the early show tonight and the early show tomorrow night are going to sell out pretty soon. So if you're thinking about doing it, get your tickets. But I know the late show tomorrow night still has tickets.
And the late show tomorrow night is where Ira's going to be. So you can come see on Ira out. And get my high.
Also, by the way, seeing comedy live is like seeing hockey live. It's a different thing.
Yes. Right. You can watch.
TV's great and it's funny, but live, the energy is so much greater. You laugh harder
yes,
live.
And... Bacon. Throw one more thing in there because I've seen comedy at the Fox Theater. Mm-hmm. I've seen comedy at other big rooms. There's still something. I saw John Bacon speak at the Michigan Theater, so that's comedy, right? So I've
that's
seen.
Funny.
But you bring it down to the smaller size
not
and
laughing,
the intimacy
laughing.
Of the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, the small, dark room, the stage. There's something. Yeah, there's something really electric in there. Yeah,
it's work. We're working.
I know you guys. I'm talking about for the fans. It's electric for us to enjoy.
No.
Though.
It yeah. is the closeness,
the
like
interchange from audience.
It's so cool. It's a very, very amazing experience. And for you guys, again, the work that your fans did and the fact that you guys came out and supported the Bacon Roast and really helped keep this place in business, come see the fruits,
see
of,
the
your
fruits
labor.
Of your labor.
You kept it going. And we want nothing more than to see you guys
and,
out
and
there.
And hey, thank you for doing what you do on this show, all of you, Bacon included. For doing what you do on this
not
show,
laughing,
Sam.
Not laughing.
No. It's keeping me healthy. I'll say that. I when I see that I have a bunch of your of podcasts from you guys in my queue, I'm like, I'm going to go take an hour-long walk.
There you go.
I'm going to take a hike.
So
and
thanks
I'm
for keeping us healthy.
You're keeping us healthy in many, many ways, mentally and physically. Go Blue. We're here for you guys on the West Coast. We rep you guys so hard when we fill in for Jim Rome. We get Michigan guests on. We support Michigan. We spread the gospel wherever
like
we go.
When we had Juwan Howard right before Franz Wagner, that we got him, and I guess he had like a silent commit to him.
And Randy
that
said,
I remember.
I was like, are there any commits that you're, I'm sorry.
No.
Randy's like, so are we going to get Franz? And Randy just said that as a joke, and Juwan was like, yeah, it's looking good, and said like a couple things. And then we get off the air and we get notified from like Michigan Daily or someone calls us and like, you know, you committed a recruiting violation when
right
you
there.
Asked Juwan
like,
Howard
no!
and he answered. We're like, if we lose this kid,
we're
because
comedians,
of
by the way, we don't know a whole lot about
it. Please don't put this. We're the biggest fans ever. We cannot be the Steve Bartman.
We cannot be
Sklartman. We cannot be Steve Sklartman's. We can't be responsible for Franz not coming here. Little did we know that Juwan already had a silent commitment.
There you go.
The curse of the Sklar brothers.
No, man.
50 years. Boom.
Thank you.
They had Franz Wagner. He went to Michigan State instead.
Oh, God.
It was ugly.
Stop.
Great to have you guys in studio as always.
Thanks,
we'll see you at the stadium tomorrow. We'll see you at the Comedy Showcase tonight for some, for me tomorrow night. Everybody have fun. We'll see everybody
Daisy.
Tomorrow. Miss. Thank you very much. I'll see everybody at the Bud Light Victor's Lounge tomorrow. You've been listening to the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.